Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another video game review. This is going to be for Devolver Digital's Baby Steps, which came out a couple of days ago. I'm your host, Matthew, and we're going to start off, well, basically spoiler-free. We'll talk about the spoiler ending in the spoiler section at the end, but the whole rest of the podcast is going to be spoiler-free. Let's go to our rating system. We've got strong must-play, don't skip, possible skip, and hard skip. Quite comfortable hard skip on this one, and I'll give it a 2 out of 10. So obviously both those things are not great signs going in. It's gonna possibly be quite a short review, but that's fine. I finished with my time with this game, and I'd like to just get my opinion out, get it edited, whatever, published, kind of shove it out the door, sort of probably forget about this game, and then just swiftly move on. So some of you might not have heard of this game. I'll just quickly describe it to you. So Baby Steps is where you play as this guy called Jim. He is a guy in a onesie, and he's living in his parents' basement. And he's a bit of a bum. He's a bit of a sort of doesn't really do much kind of person. Not that there's anything particularly wrong with that. Of course, people can always get help and always move forward with their life, etc., etc. He gets teleported. Just sort of poofs out the air and is teleported to this open desert hill cliff sort of area. And your task is to use the left stick to move him forward, use the right stick to move the camera, but then you can't control his arms, you can control his left leg with LT and his right leg with RT, and it's up to you to lift his legs and make him walk through the game. There are occasional parts where you press X to pick something up, like a cup or a bucket that you can put on your head, but 99% of the rest of the game is you moving the camera, moving Jim around, and using LT and RT as carefully as you can to navigate Jim through the world. Of course, this comes with kind of not really ragdoll effects, but he's very he falls over very easily, which is part of the game. Now, I remember when this was first showed off, I think it was in a state of play for PlayStation about a year ago or so, maybe even 2 years ago. And the idea looked kind of intriguing, and I thought, okay, can I do the challenge of moving this guy from A to wherever B is going to be on the journey? And I thought, okay, interesting kind of balance simulation stuff going on here, lifting the legs and all that. It looked intriguing. And I was, don't know if excited is the word I'd use for, but like, it looked, I had my interest firmly planted in the game. I thought it looked very interesting. The character of Jim himself, there's nothing really interesting about him. The world itself is just what it is. There's, again, not much going on there. So what I ended up doing was I've put a roughly 5 hours into this game. I've not finished it, but I have seen the ending, the last cutscene on YouTube. Because essentially what you have here, now there's a kind of, there's going to be people that don't like this game because they're going to find it difficult, and I think that's perfectly valid. And there's going to be people that don't like this game because they might find it a bit pointless, which is where I fit into. And then there's going to be people that like this game because they enjoy the challenge of it, which you go for it if that's the camp that you fall into. But it's got a couple of different problems, which is now that I know, and I know I'm not supposed to know the ending before the goal that you get to, because it's about the journey and not the end goal and blah blah blah. And that can be an interesting idea. And I came away from this game thinking, okay, I know I can do this, but I both don't want to anymore and don't feel the point or purpose of doing so. So this is not a case of, oh, I fell over again on the game and I've slid down a hill and lost 2 hours and have given up. That is a frustration in the game, but that is not why I stopped playing this game, because that happened to me a couple of times and I made it back to where I was. I just no longer felt the need, the drive, the want, or the point of pushing forward in a game that I otherwise felt was very, very just empty. Now, I don't remember where I read it, or maybe listened to it very recently, but in the kind of pre-coverage of this game, I heard that one of the reasons that the game is the way it is, so like, why the game is so bland and grey and muddy and, you know, sort of rocks and uninteresting areas, is that this game is a representation of Jim's mind. Now, I like that kind of stuff. I really, really like that kind of stuff. One of my favourite things to do in a piece of media is analyse themes, and particularly human themes, like the state of the human condition and what's on a character's mind. I love that kind of stuff. I really, really do love that kind of stuff. But I don't enjoy that kind of stuff when it's just empty and blank and not interesting. And I'd seen a bunch of cutscenes that I had experienced in the game, and also cutscenes that I hadn't seen in the game that I'd watched through other videos, and none of it is interesting. It's just nonsensical, blabbering, empty dialogue, some of which I heard was improv'd, which, okay, that might have been a mistake, but you're not really, and I know this game isn't designed to be deep or have intricate storytelling or anything like that. The basic idea is, like, you're exploring Jim's mind through a weird series of cutscenes and an empty, bland, dirty, grey world. That could be interesting if it actually was, because the concept there is interesting, of having someone, having you go through the metaphorical mind of somebody through an open world and a series of character interactions. That could be interesting, but if it is supposed to be like that, which is you're going through a metaphorical place that is an example of Jim's mind, well, that mind is not interesting to explore, because there's not really anything there. Which I know is kind of the point, but that doesn't really make a good point. I probably am thinking about this game too deeply, but for the concept and the idea that what you've got, I wanted you to do something more interesting with it, rather than just kind of half-assing it. Because what you may as well have sort of done in this game is just have like a arcadey simulation world full of like animated bricks and stuff, and just kept the gameplay, because the gameplay is actually kind of interesting, the whole steps thing, and I started to get pretty decent at it at different points. The other problem that you've got is, and the game does this in a sort of like, hey, go and explore and go and see what you can find. Again, that can be interesting, but when you give me such little direction and sort of, okay, so you explore Jim's mind by just, hey, go and see what's over there. There's a fine line between like, hey, go and explore this open world and see what you can find, and like, okay, there's just no direction or any sense whatsoever of where to go. Which again, I just didn't like. I didn't think I was going to, but I ended up hating this game, I think, to be honest, because, I mean, I know this is the kind of thing Devolver Digital does make, which is why I don't really lean in towards their games, but, and I knew that they did make it going in, I was aware of the type of stuff that they make and who they are, but just thought you could have done something more interesting here. And the only reason I am giving this a 2 at all is because, of course, I have to consider every aspect of a game, which includes more technical stuff. This is a fairly technically sound game. Like, the controls I didn't have a problem with. There'd be little bits and pieces that would go wrong, but, like, I didn't feel like the game was unfair or anything like that. I thought the actual mechanics of moving Jim's legs and whether it's sort of your feet up each step, or like you'll have little blocks in front of you and you'll sort of place his feet in different places, or even just walking forward, was quite satisfying when I was doing it. It did actually work very, very well. Again, I just think I don't know, like, because I saw a lot of comments as well comparing this to Death Stranding, and I can see why, because there's the sort of walking simulator, even though obviously Death Stranding is sort of complete opposite when it comes to the characters and stories, because it delves into a lot of stuff, whether that's Death Stranding 1 or Death Stranding 2. And obviously got the simulator point, which is you're walking through rocky terrain as Sam, and you're trying not to fall over and damage your stuff, so I can see where the comparisons are at. But at least there's a reason why Death Stranding exists. I know I had my issues with the second one, I reviewed it recently, but at least with the first one I could completely see what the point of the game was and why it was made, and, you know, why it was so good. But, because I'm not going to spoil what it is here, just in case people do want to go and play this, because even though I've strongly recommended that you don't with the skip rating, it's still up to you to vote with your own wallet if you do or don't want to get this game. And I saw the ending cutscene and just thought, like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going through this trial of falling and stuff for that cutscene. I'm not doing that. And I don't have to, and I don't need to, but it's just, because sometimes I've started asking, like, rather than looking at why something is bad, Ask the question of, like, hey, why was this game made? What is its purpose? What was the creative reason that the thing was made? And sometimes there isn't a creative reason. Sometimes it's just, you know, money grab stuff, like, you know, new CODs and new FIFA games every year. Which I do like those series, but anyway, different topic for a different time. I can kind of half see why you made this game, but it's just like, if you're gonna go for a concept like this, you should have just done something more interesting, but maybe that's not what this studio is about. Because this is essentially kind of a, and maybe this is one of the things that's like, okay, this game isn't built for the way I was playing it, which was just on my own. And yes, I could have streamed it and whatever else, but this is, I saw some other comparisons to a game called Getting Over It, which I think is the game where the bottom half of your body is a, like, big heavy metal ball, I can't remember what it's called, and the top half of you is attached to it, and you're given this sledgehammer, and you're supposed to, like, use a sledgehammer to fling your way through the level. If you look up Getting Over It video game, you should be able to see what I'm talking about. Then it's kind of that same sort of, like, okay, you're going to slip once and lose 3 hours of progress, but can you persist and make it to the top? And that's an interesting idea in a certain way. It's definitely more of a Twitch game, because the advantage that you have with that, if you spent like 9 or 10 hours, not that I'd recommend that you play a game like this for 9 or 10 hours because it will drive you mad, is like, while you're sitting there with a game that doesn't really have any dialogue or anything really to pay attention to other than your own footsteps, you can read the chat and you can read super chats and, like, hey, if you fall and lose 3 hours of progress, well, you can just keep going and keep getting paid while you play, sort of thing. And even if that was more of an option for me, which it's kind of not, because I'm not really big on the streaming scene and stuff. I do it now and again, and I get some numbers, so I'm fully aware of that and whatever. That isn't something I'd be really even interested in doing. I mean, if the conversation was interesting and the super chats were interesting and that, I would love to do that. But it's, I don't know that I'd want to play this game while doing that, because there's just the frustration level. And I get as well that there's also sort of, oh my god, I slipped and lost 2 hours, isn't that so funny? Not when you're the one doing it, I don't think. And maybe I should have guessed that that's what this game was going to be when I started playing it, but it just... And like, as you're moving through this game, and there's like, not even music, there's just little dweeby noises, is the best way I can describe it. You're going through this game, and then there's just like, the sound of waterfalls that are near you, and there is the sound of Jim's footsteps. Like, it's such a quiet, nothing game. And when you do get to certain cutscenes, they're very nonsensical with very just nonsensical dialogue. And they're very quick anyway. So this isn't even one where you get sort of rewarded for going through the cutscenes, because they're just completely nonsensical. There's just like, it's like empty, I think the phrase is word salad, like very empty word salad dialogue. Like one example for those of you that haven't played it. You meet this hiker person that you come across, kind of just pops up out of nowhere, because that's what this game is like, and you get up to this ledge where there's a tree branch just above you, and this guy comes up to you, and he's like, oh, hey, Jim, how's it going, and blah, 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 and he's like, oh, are you stuck here? Just use your grapple, and just, yeah, just grapple it, and just get up, and just do it, and they mention the word grapple about 5 times. And this guy that you come across is, like, fully equipped. He's got, like, his own grapple and all this kind of stuff. He's got, like, proper equipment and that. Whereas Jim is barefoot in onesie with no grapple. The tree is there. You can't do anything. You don't get a grapple at any point in the game. And then there's also, like, I didn't get to fully experience all of it, but there's certain... One of the things at the beginning of the game is Jim really needs to pee. And you meet another guy who I think was also called Jim. He was the guy that you meet right at the very, very start of the game when you take your first steps. He's like, oh, why don't you just pee in this bush? And he's kind of worried that Jim is going to watch him, and because Jim's acting weird. So I guess your game objective was to find a toilet. And there was one bit where I found, like, you know, one of them public... cubicles that you'd find at like a carnival or something, and you go up to it, you can't interact with it, and then you touch it by accident and he pushes it off the cliff, and then Jim and Jim have an argument about it. It's just like, there's nothing there in the dialogue. It's just nonsensical. So no, I did not fancy going through another 5 to 10, or I don't even know how many hours it would be. I read somewhere someone did this game in 20 hours, and I thought, there's no way I'm spending 20 hours doing this, because it's just walking. Like, at least, as much as I criticise Death Stranding 2, at least in Death Stranding 2, there's multiple bits of dialogue, there's Kojima-esque stuff, there's equipment you can use. At least there's a lot more in that than there is in here, which is, you just have basically 3 buttons that do something, which is just his legs and walking and a camera, and occasionally picking stuff up, but... that's it. It's just a very, very empty video game, and I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. And again, maybe it's not for me in that regard, but I thought it was going to be, because I liked what I saw from the first gameplay bits and the initial introduction of the actual walking mechanics, which I was interested in. So, yeah, but again, there would be multiple moments where, like, I would fall over in the game, and you're comically sliding down, because of course Jim can't really use his arms until he completely stops and then lifts himself up, because you can only control his legs. He can control his arms to get himself up, but you can't control them to, like, you can't grab ledges or anything like that. You just control his legs. And there was a good chunk of times where, like, I would just about slip down a hill. Not, like, terribly far, but kind of far. And I thought, okay, I can get back up here and I can carry on. It's no big deal. And I would look at, like, his blank expression and the fact that he's not really saying anything. And, like, oh, look, you slipped again on this mud and you slipped down the hill. It's sort of, okay, I know I can do this if I work out the right route and all this sort of stuff, but doing that in this game is just not worth it. Not because I don't want to, not because I can't, not because I don't have the motivation or anything. It didn't have any of that kind of mental questioning going on. It was just, you know you can do this, but do you want to do this in this game? Sort of thing. Which, no, I do not think it's worth doing that in this game. So, yeah, that's Baby Step pretty much. There's really not a lot else to talk about apart from just the ending, which I'll talk about. It is a spoiler, and in case some of you do want to play it, I guess we have to use the ad break point for something, so we'll still use it for the spoiler section. So there's that. Probably won't be a sequel. If there is a Baby Steps 2, I'll just comfortably ignore it. At least the game wasn't expensive. That's good. At least this game isn't $70. I think it's, if you have Plus, PS Plus, it's like $15, which is what I paid. And then I think it's like $20-something if you don't have PS Plus. So, it's up to you. But yeah, I don't recommend it. But if you do like the sound of the game that I've described, and maybe you are a Twitch streamer, maybe you're a bigger Twitch streamer than me, maybe it's worth it. Again, it's not a ton of money to throw at a game. And like I said, it's not like, you know, technically broken. It does work very well. Like, there isn't sort of, it's not one of those like, oh, the game came out and it's, you know, broken and everything. No, it works perfectly fine. It works perfectly fine. It's actually not an issue of that. It's just, it's not worth doing. So, yeah. What else was I going to say? Yeah, that's it for the spoiler-free section, really. If you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Baby Steps, have you played it? Have you started it? Do you even know about the game itself? Because you might not, I suppose. It's a game that's got a few people talking about it, but it's not like, you know, the next big AAA video game or anything. So let me know if you've heard of this game. What did you think when you first saw it? If you did see it as early as I did. Have you finished it? Are you playing it? Whatever else you think. And if you did play it, did you enjoy it more than me? Less than me somehow? Yeah, anyway, any of your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, MatthewedEntertainmentTalk.org, social media, eTalkCare, Entertainment Talk. And there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. For TV, games, films, Man United podcast. Of course, we do have Brentford away to play tomorrow. So we'll be talking about that. We'll see how that goes. There's a big podcast this week, of course. Coverage of Breaking Bad. We're up to Season 4, Episode 3 for our rewatch. And then Gen V is up to Season 4, Episode 4. So halfway through that season. And then, of course, we did do a gaming talk this week as well. Where I talked about other games and we talked about other games as well. Those are going to be the main four series sort of going forward: Gaming Talk, Gen V, Breaking Bad, and then the United Cast, and any other, you know, game reviews like this or anything else. For my next game review, I do have Metal Gear Solid, I think it's called Delta, obviously the remake of Metal Gear Solid 3 on the way. I am very curious about that one. I did hear that there were some technical problems, but basically if you take Metal Gear Solid 3 and give it the controls of Metal Gear Solid 5, it sounds very good to me, and I haven't sort of like properly experienced that game, so I'm looking forward to that. I should be playing that at least, or at least have at least started it by next gaming talk, which will be on Tuesday. So that should be the next game review that I'll be doing, so look out for that. Of course, we've got things like Ghost of Yote on the way, Ready or Not Day One Edition, which I'm going to be playing at some point. And then Little Nightmares 3 comes out at some point as well. So a few more games. Battlefield 6 as well, the campaign at least to play. So those would be the upcoming games I'm looking at playing. So look out for all of those. Did I mention everything? I think I did. Geektown Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk is for your TV and your film news. Of course, if you want to support the podcast that we make, you can obviously support Geektown Radio as well, but if you want to support Entertainment Talks podcast, word of mouth, social media, and if someone mentions some of your podcasts on, please tell them about this podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad free podcast review options. I love those as well if you like to. Geektown Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. So your TV and your film news, there's a new episode from a couple of days ago, so check that one out. And then YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. I've got a couple of little clips that I made from Baby Steps. I may as well just chuck them on YouTube and see what you make of them. Again, they're very just empty, sort of nothing clips, so you can check those out as well. Anyway, if you're bothered by spoilers for Baby Steps, I'm going to talk about the ending and just, yeah, what it is and whatever else. I'm going to be talking about that on the other side. If you're not bothered to play the game and you don't want to look up the cutscene for the ending, I'm going to talk about that. So if you do or don't want to join me to talk about the ending cutscene, because it's going to take me about 10 seconds to explain what it actually is, then, yeah, choose whether or not you want to join me on the other side. If you don't, thanks for listening and I'll see you next time. And if you do, I'll see you on the other side for the spoiler section. See you in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, let's talk about the one noteworthy spoiler for Baby Steps. I didn't think I'd be doing a spoiler for this game, but it does have somewhat of an ending, and I guess it's worth talking about, because was the journey worth it all along? Was it worth you doing all the tapping of L2 and R2 to navigate your way through all the different obstacles? Not really, because I've seen the ending cutscene of this game, and so it ties in with the beginning, which is Jim really needs to pee, because that's an interesting plot point, Jim needing to pee. So even throughout all of the rocks and bushes and all of the areas where he's not being watched by anybody, he could obviously quite easily just go for a quick pee. He also does come across a cubicle thing that I already described, and knocks it over because I guess that's funny. So you meet this like Bojack Horseman-esque horse friend. Again, it's probably all part of Jim's imagination. This whole thing's probably part of Jim's whole imagination anyway. And you get to the top of something, top of this hill, which is your basic objective. You get told along at some point that there's nothing up there, which there isn't, but what is waiting for you is a cabin of sorts where this horse person friend is waiting for you, and Jim still needs to pee, because he still needs to pee, and the horse person friend let him in, and he tries to pee in there, but he can't find the toilet door. And then the game ends there. Yeah. That's the thrilling end and reward for all your persistence of climbing up all the different places you climb up. And there's like balancing acts and all this kind of stuff. That is where we end up. So Jim didn't even get to pee in the first place, even though he probably could have peed anywhere in this game. And he doesn't complete his objective, which he wakes up and he needs to pee, and he doesn't end up peeing because for some reason his friend doesn't have a door on his bathroom, so he can't get into the bathroom to pee, which is what he wanted to do the whole time. And then just sits down. And in the game, it comes up at the end and says, like, do you want to go on another walk to find other stuff for more nonsensical dialogue, I suppose. And that's Baby Steps. Was it worth it? No, it wasn't really, was it? Because, yeah. Again, I know this game wasn't made in terms of, you know, having intricate plot points or any sort of story other than just Jim is this dude living in his parents' basement, and he gets teleported and he needs to pee, but he doesn't end up peeing. So, yeah. But I suppose the game's all about the challenge, isn't it? The challenge of balancing, and can you reach where you need to reach, which is this top of the hill. So, yeah. Anyway, that's Baby Steps. There's nothing else to talk about, so I'm going to end the podcast here. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.